foul, and that's going to be the strategy. Right now, Paul Zwemmer's got the ball in the senior's hands.
And he feeds it into Binder in the paint, over to post in the right post. Goes up to the layup. This one's hurt footsteps, misses it, and rebound Milky. Here comes Beachy. 2.5 to play in the fourth. USA trails by 14 to Lakers, 50-36, as Dan Rick pivots three times and goes up for the jump shot, and this one's good. Rick now with 11 points and cuts it down to a 12-point lead for the Lakers. Lakers, USA still coming in with their trap defense at half court. Over to Nick Post on the right post, over to Binder on the right left post. And still loose ball, and we have a held ball. Possession arrow favors USA.
The Lakers, they're trying to feed the post underneath, and that's not exactly what they really want to do. They want to take a little time off the clock, 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go. And right now, USA is doing everything they can, force them into taking a shot they don't want to take or shouldn't take, and then going down there and scoring and controlling the tempo their way.
And Zach Kramer replaces Hayden Ewald, and Binder sits down as Guardian comes back in. 2 minutes to play in Laker country. Lakers with a 12-point lead, 50-38. Jake Beachy at the free throw line for USA. Now in the hands of Rick at the left elbow. Over to Beachy from the baseline for the jump shot from 16 feet off the mark. Rebound USA, though, with the offensive rebound is Zach Kramer. Resets the offense to Dan Rick, and now we have a timeout called by USA. And it's going to be a full timeout. You're tuned to WLAW, a 12-point game, minute 46 left in the fourth.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
To 38, a minute 46 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers with the lead. USA just called a timeout to discuss perhaps a new strategy here. John, you were saying at halftime, at this timeout, this game's not over.
Not a bit. What I expect is the bomb squads to come out right now. We're going to be seeing 3-point shots. That's why they put that 3-point line in there for them, to go ahead and eliminate leads.
USA with the ball, hands it into Jake Beachy. Over to Dan Rick in the left wing. Over to Zach Kramer. He's hit a three already on the night. Dan Rick for three from the left wing, and it's good. Dan Rick now with 14 points, cuts the lead back down to a single digit at 9, and we have an off-the-ball call on the press. Looks like it's going to be against USA, so that will be the 7th team foul, so we'll walk 90 feet to the left end of the court.
With 1:26 to go, this is going to come down to fouls now.
And it was against Dan Rick, his second foul. At the line, shooting one is number 30, Jared Schutte. On the night, he has not shot a free throw. He only has 1-3 for 3 points. Harbor Beach and Marlette are heading to overtime. As the free throw from Schutte is no good. And here comes Lakers. Or USA trailing by 9, 50-41. And Beachy coughs it up right at the free throw line, and Kaczynski's there to pick it up. Jared Schutte. Over into the right corner, Nick Post. Goes in for, kicks it back out to Guardian. Now they're slowing things down with 60 seconds to play.
Looks like it's going into a four corners right now.
Paul Zwemmer, top of the key, nearly at half court, 55 seconds left, 9 point difference. And we have on the arm against Dan Rick, goes against Paul Zwemmer. So Zwemmer kind of ponies right up to the free throw line here.
The official signaled a intentional foul, which is going to be 2 shots for Paul Zwemmer.
And the ball back.
All alone, yeah, and the ball back.
Fouls against Dan Rick, his third. team's eighth. So Zwemmer at the line, shooting one.
Shooting two.
And the first is good. So now he gets a second. You may have overheard me saying, Harbor Beach came back from an eight-point deficit in the third quarter to tie it back up at the last second three-point shot from Eli Kraft to tie the game and send it to overtime in Marlette.
That's clutch.
Second free throw is no good from Schutte, but it doesn't matter as Lakers gets the ball back. 10-point lead with 55 seconds left.
You have a four-possession game for the Lakers right now, and they have the ball.
Post throws this into Kaczynski in the right wing. Drills back out, trying to slow things down. Mark Gainforth yelling. Now we're to Post in the left corner. And we have a push foul against USA. Looks like it'll be against number 10, Jake Beachy, his third. And team's nine, so we're still in the single bonus. So Nick Post now heads to the free throw line for one. Post has 14 in the night, trying to make it 15 here, perhaps 16 if he makes both.
He's 50% from the foul line tonight, isn't he?
He's actually 2 for 3 at this moment. And now he's 2 for 4, 50%, as he misses the free throw. 40 seconds left in the fourth, a 10-point lead. And Jake Beachy went up for the layup from the right side, and Paul Zwemmer batted that one right out of the gym.
He almost put a hole in that big, huge tug up there, didn't he?
Right into the USA cheerleaders. As Guardian checks out, Binder's back in with 38.9 seconds left, a 10-point lead for the Lakers. USA with the ball, Beachy over to number 21, Milkey for the long two, no good. Rebound number 11, Kramer for the turnaround jump shot. This one's good, and we have a timeout called by USA. No word yet if this is a full timeout or not. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 31.8 seconds left, 51-43. USA trails by 8 points after that jump shot from Zach Kramer. He now has 5 points on the night.
By my calculations, it looks like USA has two more timeouts left.
That should be accurate.
And so 31.8 is going to be an eternity for the Lakers.
It's a three-possession game. USA will need to score in buckets here. No pun intended. As Lakers gets it 90 feet from their own hoop, full court pressure from USA. Post throws this one to Zwemmer, and we have a held jersey against Zwemmer's jersey was held, and so will walk the length of the court. Zwemmer will head back to the line. He's just 1 for 2 in the last two trips ago. On the arm against USA, that is the 10th team foul, so they're on the double bonus. And it goes against number 40, Seth Gangler, his third. U.S. Lakers retreats. It's just red jerseys around Zwemmer as the first free throw is good. Zwemmer now with 16 points in the night. Pushes it to a 9-point lead for the green and white. Hard-fought battle from both sides here. Second free throw is up, and this one rims out. No good. Rebound Gangler, and here comes Beachy flying down the court. Over to the right corner is Beachy for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Kaczynski, and we have a whistle with 21.1 seconds left. This will be a foul against USA. We walk again the length of the court. As Kaczynski will be attempting his first free throws of the night. He has 11 points, all coming in the first half. 9-point differential between these longtime rivals in the West. USA at Lakers. Kaczynski trying to make it a 10-point lead for the Lakers. First free throw, no good. Remains at 9. New substitution for USA, number 35, Christian Mascaro replaces Seth Gangler. More than likely has some sort of stealthy three.
I don't think we've ever seen him launch before, so we're about to find out.
This free throw is good, a 10-point game. And the three is no good from Zach Kramer, and here's Binder slowing things down. 8 seconds left, 7, 6. And there's one more foul to